welcome to Film Flashback Face Off. Dun, dun, dun. What's up, people? I'm Richie.
Jim.
Jason.
And I'm Ray, the little monster.
And what's up, Jim? What's up, boys?
Hello, friendships.
What's on the show today?
I don't know. Little
Spoiler
monsters.
Little monsters.
This is a flippity show where we turn the tables have been turned.
Oh, the tide is turning.
In this episode, Richie, Carl, and myself had to watch a movie that we never saw. That Jason
and for good reason.
And Jason and Raymond recommended. A favorite of theirs, and the film Little Monsters, and Little Monsters from 1989. It was directed by Richard Allen Greenberg and starred Fred Savage, Daniel Stern, Margaret Whitten, Frank Wally. That's who that was. I was trying to say who was playing boy. And it's Frank Wally. Okay.
Who's Frank Wally? Oh, yeah, I know who Frank Wally is.
Yeah. He's in a lot of your favorite movies, like that Christmas movie with Christopher Walken.
Christmas with Walken?
Christmas movie with Christopher Walken.
Yeah, where he plays the mobster that they kidnap.
Christmas. Jesus is bad.
That took place during Christmas.
Oh, Suicide Kings?
Yeah.
He wasn't in Suicide Kings.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
What's his name again? Frank what?
Wally. W-H-A-L-E-Y.
I'll tell you. No. He was that... Yeah, no, he was not in Suicide Kings.
Oh, okay. My mistake.
Yeah, nice try, Jim.
But he was in Little Monsters.
He was.
Which is what we're talking about here. It was 101 minutes, not that long. Its budget was $4.5 million and raked in a cool $793,000. Nice. That's worldwide, my friends.
I think Howie Mandel makes more on stand-up. On EGT. Every episode of EGT probably makes more than he did on that movie.
Yep. So this was not a big hit. So Jim, Richie, and Carl, what'd you think of the movie Little Monsters?
Frank Wally was in Field of Dreams is where you saw Jim.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was the...
He was Doc.
He was Doc. Yeah. That's Frank Wally. Thank you. Uh-huh. What did you think of Frank Wally in Little Monsters?
Well, I'll go since Carl's having technical difficulties. Let's see. I did not hate this movie. As a fan of kids' movies, for some reason, I did see there were some great parts to it. Watching Fred Savage be mischievous, you know, or mischievous or whatever.
Mischievous.
Mischievous. Yeah. He is. I didn't buy it.
he had his real brother play his real brother.
Yeah, I know. Talk about a little nepotism. Yeah. So there were parts of it that were funny. It was very, you know, this is when Howie Mandel was, you know, over the top with his, you know, he was like,
yeah,
kind of like he was
blowing up of the surgical glove on the head.
Yeah. Yeah. But like he really got his inner Robin Williams going on this. Like it was just always on and on and on, but there were some really, you know, funny parts in it that I liked for a kid's movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, normally I like sport kid movies.
Normally they have to revolve around sport.
Little but, Giants.
One of the things was like that I thought was kind of stupid. I mean, there was a lot that was stupid. Don't get me wrong. This was fucking stupid from go.
What?
But when they were at towards the end, when they were, you know, all the kids, because even the kid from Home Alone, the older brother Buzz was in
Buzz. Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah.
In the movie, his name is Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah, and they all became friends, of course, and they're gonna save little Ben Savage. I would have left his ass down there.
Is that what Jim did to you when you guys were growing up?
Yeah. But when it was time to go and they missed their window,
Yeah.
And they had a run. They didn't, like, how long does it take to, they didn't have to run, like, just
it's like,
a couple block, couple beds over with, could have got them up. And how are they getting home from California?
Right. Well, they call their parents.
Yeah, the parents will come get them.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it's, and then the dude from the Burbs, he was pretty funny. He was the other monster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They got the no neck,
basically. Yeah. Have you guys seen the Burbs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's also the butler in Blank Check. He's the limo driver that takes the kid out.
Yeah. He's also in Groundhog Day as one of the...
Yeah, he's one of the drunk guys.
Yeah.
Well, what I found was, one, you know, when I was watching the beginning of this and seeing little Kevin Arnold doing his thing, and I'm going, am I seeing a young Hannibal from the A-Team? with the rigging up of it, you know, that whole thing with the bed.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, like when he was doing that, I was just like, what are you doing, dude? And
I just started going, bum, 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 bum,
bum. Yeah. Dude couldn't fucking tie his shoes, but he could build a trap.
Dude, traps were in the late 80s, early 90s. Kids being little engineers and making traps and devices,
obviously
mouse traps. That was in.
So
that's cool.
But, you know, overall, it wasn't terrible. Like, if it was on, I was flipping, I'd probably finish it. I'm like, all right. If I caught it in the middle, I'm like, all right, I'll see what's going on.
Well, but, I'm not expecting this from me, Richie.
No, I'm very surprised.
Yeah.
I was puzzled.
Surprised. So
long. Yeah.
Yeah. I was puzzled by this movie. I didn't understand. I thought that the monsters were going to have some higher purpose. Why they're doing what they're doing.
Right.
Like it's a necessity for some reason.
And like in Monsters, Inc. They were.
Yeah, exactly. Like
it was for energy.
Yeah.
Right. I think they heavily borrowed off some of the ideas in this movie from
Monsters, Inc. The doors. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They did too.
Yeah. So I didn't get, why the monsters are scaring kids.
Carl was an extra in this.
And I found it interesting that they didn't feel the need to resolve the parents' problems.
Yeah.
By the end of the movie.
Who cares? It wasn't about them.
I know, but they...
But yeah, they're like getting a divorce.
Yeah, but you wouldn't expect...
It's like pretty heavy for kids.
You would expect the kids to do something and then the parents to come together at the end and, you know.
Right, like we lost our son. He ran away to California. Yeah. Like,
and they didn't do that.
Together.
More.
Yeah.
Right. This is your fault. He takes after you.
Yeah, I thought this was all right.
The wife was also in
Major League.
Major League and also in the Michael J. Fox movie.
The Secret of My Success.
Secret of My Success. Now, that was a great movie.
What about the dad, Daniel Stern, man?
Yeah.
He's been in a couple movies already that we've done.
Yeah, well, he also, you know, did the voice in, you know.
What?
He was the Mouse Fievel.
No, but he did the voice in The Wonder Years.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't make that connection.
That's a good connection.
Good call.
Yeah. That's why I was just like, really, I fucking hang out all the time?
That's a good point. I forgot about that. I forgot he was a voiceover.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, just a small interjection. I'm not cutting out the F word anymore because the show sounds horrible when I do. Because you guys will not shut the fuck up using the F word, where now it started out where it was like maybe 20 times during the show I'd have to cut it out. Yeah. Now it's like 100 of them will pop up.
Okay.
And then if you listen to the show, it just sounds horribly cut up.
I've been trying to watch my potty mouth, sir.
So. Me too, but you just took the reins
off. You're failing.
I appreciate that.
You're really failing watching.
Have I been failing, Jim?
Oh, you're ridiculous. There's no...
Hey, we're old dudes.
Well, Ray?
Some of us older.
So, Carl... All
right. Back to it.
Yes.
What did you think? Well, let me finish. I thought this movie was okay, but I wasn't that thrilled with it. Didn't really laugh that much.
Would you watch it again?
Not really.
No.
So if it was on and you were flipping,
I wouldn't really stop.
And you saw it and you were like, channel up is this, channel down is Shawshank. Which one would you go to?
Oh, come on. That's a ridiculous comparison. All right. Oh, okay. This one is Star Wars and this one is Little Monsters. Which are you watching?
So if you had Little Monsters or, well, Dr. I know which
Detroit.
One you're
right.
Or Dr. Detroit, what do you go?
No, Dr. Detroit, of course.
Fair enough. Because I was gonna say, you know, if it's this one or the Bad News Bears, you know you're watching the Bad News Bears.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, yep. Dude, they fly forever.
Yeah.
Ducks fly forever.
I did not think it was okay. I thought it was terrible, and I like movies.
Carl, like most of the paying audience for this, thought it was terrible.
He was upset last week.
Oh, man.
He's been holding on to this rage.
Yes. I did not think this was okay.
I can't even get to mention it. You didn't mention that Howie Mandel is clearly doing a ripoff of Beetlejuice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did Beetlejuice come out first?
Beetlegeist.
I checked and it did.
Oh, good catch, Carl. Yeah.
That is kind of true, man. Now that I think about it.
Yeah. Being obnoxious over the top.
It was obvious to me.
Yeah.
Even the lines, like he saves a bug and he puts in his jacket to, we'll save that for later.
Oh, yeah.
It was obvious. And the sets of the underworld. Or like in the back of a grocery store and stole a bunch of pallets and cardboard.
It was pretty, it was not a lot of
movie.
No.
I got one.
What was the budget on it?
The budget was $2.5 million.
That's not a lot of money.
Well,
in 89, whatever this was, 1989.
Guarantee a lot of a salary.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, sure.
Payouts.
Yeah, because that Fred Savage kid
costs more than that now.
That Fred Savage kid probably pulled in a pretty penny off of those Wonder Year money.
Yeah.
There was one thing clever and one thing only.
What was that?
When the monsters fade away and stuff, all their clothes just drop into a clump. But
almost like they're ripping off Star Wars.
Yeah. But the main
guy... The
underworld
is full of Jedi.
What was his name? Boy? The main monster?
Yeah, Boy.
I think it was just Boy. When he fades away, his clothes fall into a very neatly folded pile.
I like that. That was a cool little touch because he's like proper.
Clever. Yeah. And that's it.
So, Carl's like, listen, I like that he was neat. He kept a tidy house.
I don't understand why Boy got disintegrated completely and didn't come back when the lights
were
off.
I didn't understand why Boy was the original. I didn't understand why Boy was the boss.
Right.
Neither did I. This movie had a lot of head scratchers.
So. Yeah. That was, you know, like I said, there were parts I was just like, what?
Like the point that Howie Mandel comes in with a flamethrower, has an open lit flame in front of him, and there's a new, like, flight, like, and he doesn't disintegrate back into flame.
Yeah, that light's on.
Like, he has this gigantic torch in front of him.
And Fred Savage holding those pencils together, why wasn't his arm shrinking?
Oh, yeah.
When he generated the light there.
Because he went back outside, he, like, reverted, you know, back to normal human. It's only if you get trapped down there and stay too long, you become a monster. And they're all children that have been trapped over time. They've all become monsters from being trapped down there. I think Boy might have been the original. That's why he exploded. There's no saving him. Whereas everybody else can, like that one guy could piece himself back together, the big guy with the neck, you know?
Yeah, Snick.
Everybody else is Snick, yeah. I don't know.
Well, needlessly to say, I did not enjoy it. I don't like it. I'm angry at
angry.
You're angry
Wow, man.
Wow. I'm starting to record with
I was expecting pure hatred from Jim and Richie, and I thought Carl would have been like, you know what? Like, you know, this, it was bad, but yeah, I'm thinking you hated this movie more than Moonfall.
That was bad.
No way. Yeah. There's no way this movie was as bad as Moonfall.
Or Dune.
Moonfall was the worst piece of crap I've ever seen in my life.
What was Moonfall?
The only movie I hated more than Moonfall.
It's a clever title.
Was Die Hard?
Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch.
Yeah, that was Zack Snyder's one he wrote himself.
Oh, yeah. Sucker Punch.
Dude, that had such potential to be such a cool movie like this.
Yeah.
I saw that in theaters too, and I remember just shaking my head when it was over. Like, what was this?
Yeah. They could have
just pretty bad.
Like, line up with her craziness, like real world versus her fantasy world, or like have it be revealed at the end. They could have just done something simple like that, but I still screwed the pooch on it.
They could have Shuttered Island here.
Yeah, Shutter Island, exactly. Yeah.
I like Shutter Island.
No, I know, but they could have done that in Sucker Punch, something similar, because she was in a loony bin, right? And
yeah,
she's having these fantastic journeys in her brain, but like they could have been like synced up with like a real world explainable reason, but she sees it as this fantasy stuff. And they kind of did it for a bit, but it wasn't very well delivered.
No.
They were trying to do that, I felt like.
A lot of potential.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of potential.
All right, guys. What did you guys think of it after seeing it again?
You go ahead, Jay.
All right. So I would say it's been at least 20 to 25 years since I've watched this movie.
Well,
so I loved this movie as a kid. I thought it was fantastic, but watching it as a grown ass man, I was like, man, I don't even know why I was even in this movie. It is not good. There are some funny parts to it. And now since Carl referenced the Beetlejuice ripoff, I clearly see it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that is a really good point, Carl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought the production was terrible. Howie Mandel was over. Yeah. He was over the top like constantly. And I mean, I loved the piss in the bottle scene. That was like my favorite.
In the refrigerator.
Yeah. And I did think it was funny that when the Buzz Bully took a drink, he already knew it was piss. It's piss. I just drank piss. And it was like, really, dude, how do you know what piss tastes like? So, right. But yeah, the movie's not good. I don't even know if I would. I don't even know if like I would even show it to my kid. It's pretty bad. So,
it's also not really kid friendly.
No,
there's a lot of weird stuff in it.
Yeah, one of the villains is constantly smoking.
Yeah,
he's got like a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Even Boy, like his face was like, I thought that was terrifying when I was a kid. When
When
you finally see Boy, I was terrified of that.
I laughed at it.
It's so cheesy.
So did I.
But dude, well, I saw that movie.
We watched it as an adult.
I know. I'm going.
Oh. Yeah. So as I'm saying, when I was a kid, I thought the movie was amazing, and like now I'm just like, man, it is not good. It is not good. So it does not hold up, in my opinion, to me. Because there's a ton of movies I watched when I was a kid, and I've even watched them now. And for some reason, I've put this one off, and yeah, I don't think I'll ever watch it again. It hurts my soul.
Do you guys agree with me that like watching Fred Savage trying to be like goofy just doesn't have it in him? You know what I mean? It was very
like to be a comedic.
Yeah, it was very. It was very forced.
Yeah. Plus, he's played way more adult than he should have been.
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
But that's what he did, like, on the Wonder Years and stuff.
Yeah, and the story does not make sense because there's really no motive. The only motive I can see with the monsters is they're just, like, framing kids and letting their parents push them. There was just nothing there.
For what reason? I didn't
know. Yeah. And they didn't explain how they can go into the under like the monster world. Does the monster have to be present for them to go under the bed? It just seemed too easy because there's a scene where Fred Savage was just cutting off all the bed legs, and his mom was totally cool with it. And I was just
she's just like, he's up there cutting the legs off all our beds.
Yeah,
well, he's just talking to her friend like he's taking the divorce hard.
Because apparently these monsters can pop out of any. As long as there's like a
sleeping,
Yeah, because at the end, when you caught. Yeah, at the very end on the beach, it's like, oh, they can literally come up from anywhere. So, yeah.
No, no. He came up from the bed under of a homeless guy on the beach.
Yeah. Yes.
It was like, like a foldable cot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, yeah.
I want to know how the SNCC opened the convertible sofa.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah, it opened up by itself. Yeah. And he just came out of it.
He had a trick.
I can tell you what happened with this movie, why it bombed. A handful of
people saw it. Please do.
A handful of people saw it, and then word of mouth spread like, nah, don't watch this movie. Don't take your kids to this movie. And I think it just spread like wildfire, and that's why it bombed. Because it would have,
Well, this got a 44% positive on Rotten Tomatoes, which is surprising. It's probably because there weren't a whole lot of reviews. But one review called it a dismal disaster. Another review says it is 100 minutes of nails on a chalkboard in a more just world would have resulted in the end of Howie Mandel's career.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God.
Right, yeah, there's worse movies than this, but I get it.
All right, Ray, what did you think?
So yeah, I went into this, you know, with a little nostalgia fuel, but I tried, you know, took notes and tried to really just take myself out of it.
Dude, I love that nostalgia. You fucking take notes. sitting there with his flashlight pen. This is fucking bullshit.
I do. Okay, so this is one of those movies that I don't think I actually. I think I sat through it all the way, but it's like, you know, you'd always see it in bits and pieces, and it was always like a fun movie because I was a kid, and right. I would always turn it off by the end because I was terrified of the main bad guy. But the light suits at the end I thought was super cool. Like how they can engineer this like awesome suit. When I was a kid, today
take it easy, Carl.
I'm like, I don't know how this makes sense. Like they have like 8 car batteries that, you know, they bring up. But I was trying to kind of like analyze it a little bit more. There were certain things. So in my mind, I'm thinking, what if this is all in his head? Like it's not necessarily real. Because in the very beginning of the movie, even his father, Daniel Stern, says like, you know, I'm the monster. And then the talk show host very shortly looks like SNCC. I think it's the same actor, but wearing a beard. So it's like he's taking people from real life and making into imaginary monsters. And even like the principal kind of reminded me of Boy. He's like real proper, but like also terrifying. So I was kind of thinking a little too far into it and giving the movie more credit than it probably needed. So
Ray's throwing fan theories out for little monsters. Hey,
that would have been a better plot point if it would.
Yeah,
Ray's trying to fix the movie.
Kind of.
I love it, man. Just keep going.
I wish it was all a dream.
Well, yeah, it was like, you know, they're influencing him, but, you know, obviously there's more than one person seeing monsters, right? He has his friends come down and they abduct his brother and all that. I mean, it probably could have been
in his dream.
It could have been such a great movie. It's like how children deal with the trauma of divorcing parents. I don't know. That could have been kind of cool.
Make like the younger brother an running asshole.
Away and it's not a only is life, you know, like somebody stole him and he has to steal him back, but it's really just a kid running away. But they didn't. Howie Mandel, I remember being so cool back in the day, but in this movie, he's so hard to watch. He's so over the top and so much. I'm like, dude, just relax. I just don't understand how he became such a germaphobe after this, because he's like licking everything and he's just so much. I do remember, like, I wanted that jacket, that vest that he had, and it's pretty cool vest, like the little, like the one he gives to him at the end of the movie. I was like, oh,
you want a jean jacket vest?
I want a jean jacket vest
with a kiss patch on the back,
just a bunch of like patches and random
Savage has it.
So I don't know, this movie definitely did not hold up. I do remember loving this movie when I was a kid and being genuinely like interested in the monsters because I thought they were more cool, but it really just made no sense. They just break things, and then even that baseball scene where they're like having different monsters line up and bat. There are all the little kids from the whole movie. They're just dressed up in makeup. It's his brother. It's the little girl. It's the Ronnie. They're all the same kids, I think, just dressed up as monsters. They gave him like a role as a monster. So it was like kind of cheap in that sense too, and I saw through that. But no, I don't think it held up. And then
it only had a $2 million budget, right?
Yeah, I do like the what Carl said though about the clothes. The clothes was pretty cool. The practical effects are pretty cool. Like that was like my favorite Martian, like the moving of the clothing and stuff. I thought that was kind of cool. It really didn't make sense that like all this light, they hate the light, but all of a sudden Maurice can have a fucking flamethrower. I don't know where he got that. He didn't get that from the science department at an elementary school. Like they got the rest of their gear. I don't know how he got that. Talking Heads is the ending credit sequence. You know, that was a great song. It's another positive of the movie. Ending the movie on some good jams, but not a big fan. The second time around,
I couldn't believe they spent half the budget on the Talking Heads.
Yeah. Oh, and Doritos. I'm sure Doritos. There's all these Dorito ads. Like they're all eating Doritos and giving the monster Doritos. So you know, they had a hand into that budget.
Oh, Richie, you said it only had a $2 million budget, $2.5 million budget, and that's why it was bad. One of your favorite movies of all time. Had a $1 million budget.
Bad News Bears.
Breakfast Club.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you could do it when there's substance. You can do a lot with nothing. Like, dude, the original Saw was all in one room.
Well, I mean, to be fair, awesome. the Breakfast Club was, you know, basically Clerks.
No, but what I'm saying
is, it was shot in one room.
Right, but I'm saying they made a movie... A quality movie that made a lot of money.
Yeah.
With a budget that is less than half of what they spent on Little Monsters.
Right. Well, I'm just saying.
I said there's plenty of movies that have $2 million or less budget that are pretty quality.
Yep.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, I like Ray's take on it, you know, with the whole teaching kids about divorce.
Yeah,
you know, stuff like
that. I was trying to find
after school special of you, right?
I was trying to find like a silver lining or try and make a deeper plot out of it, but you know, that's me reading too much into it and trying to piece together a puzzle that's not there.
No, it's true because even like Fred Savage, you think he would be supporting his little brother like during the divorce because he's clearly taking it terribly,
right?
He's like, nah, I'm gonna be boys with this monster instead of focusing on like. You know, consoling my brother. And obviously he goes and like rescues him. He becomes part of the storyline, but still I was like, come on, Fred, you're better than this.
And that clunky setup for the room full of light bulbs. Wow. Yeah,
it was like
Chekhov's gun.
Look at all this cool stuff.
Wow. You can light up the Empire State Building with all
checking
these
out
lights.
His ass.
So I have a question for Ray and Jay.
Yeah.
Before you watch,
why did you do this to us?
No.
We've asked you this like multiple times.
Yeah, just watch Rollerball, Buckaroo Banzai, and Diamond Truck.
Hey, Rollerball was fucking great. Yeah.
All right, Buckaroo Banzai.
They just don't like sports, Richie. They don't like sport movies.
I love sports and sports movies.
Wait until you watch the original Bad News Bears.
I've seen the original Bad News Bears.
No, the one from the 70s.
The one with Walter
Matthau. Yeah, Walter Matthau.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the only Bad News Bears. My question to you guys, huh?
Heavyweights.
All right.
Sports movie, kid sports movie.
I heard it's really good, actually.
So the question I have for both of you is,
yeah,
when you right before you watch it as an adult, were you hoping that it was still like that you would still feel like what you felt when you watched it when you were
young? Yeah, I was hopeful. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, "All right, man! I remember this movie being so much fun." But it's how can I describe it? It's like when movies lose their magic; it's really disappointing sometimes. Yeah. You know, when you can see behind the curtain, you know, Wizard of Oz, and you're like, "Oh, there's the I see what they did there."
Yeah, because that's one thing that I love about this show is like when we talk about the movies that we did. That I know is gonna suck on the rewatch. It's like, what were we doing?
Yeah, that was.
I want it to be good so bad.
Yep.
This movie lost its magic, and it's funny because last night I was hanging out with some of my cousins, and I was talking about the show, and like I was like, "Yeah, we're doing Little Monsters," and they're like, "Oh, badass, awesome!" I was like, Boys, when was the last time you watched Little Boston? And all of them were like, oh, man, since I was a kid, I was like, go watch it and start
saying, then talk to me about Badass.
How great the movie is.
It'll be like when how disappointed Richie will be when we do Rad.
No, Rad still holds. Well, Rad's fucking terrible. No, Rad is terrible.
It's a terrible movie.
It is fucking awful, but I'll watch it. I don't know why.
But on the inverse, when you watch like old movies that still have the magic, that's fun. Like, you know, like Home Alone. Home Alone's like a great
movie. Yeah. Great, I'll always watch Home Alone. I watch it every Christmas.
It's so much fun. It's still got that magic feel. I don't know.
I still think Mighty Ducks 1 has it.
Mighty Ducks.
Sandlot Mighty has Ducks. It.
Yeah. I think you guys will enjoy
Last Starfighter. If
we watch that.
Last Starfighter, yeah.
Last Starfighter Which one? Is a good movie.
Oh, Last Starfighter is awesome.
Which one,
right? That movie does hold up still.
Heavyweights.
Oh, Heavyweights. All right.
The Last Starfighter was great.
I mean, it's never not gonna be up, like
Never Surrender.
Yeah,
Galaxy Quest.
See, like when
Yeah, my bad.
When we finally watch Iron Eagle, right? When we finally watch that, that's a movie
when it's available somewhere that you don't have to pay money.
I have it recorded on my DVR there.
Unfortunately, we Sundance? Can't all watch
you from Sundance. Yeah,
TCM Turner Classic Movies.
Just YouTube it. It's so bad. Like that's the movie that I'm just like not looking like. I watched so much as a kid. I'm just like, this is so fucking dumb.
You gotta strap your cassette player to your thigh.
I have my cassette player to this day. I have it. Yeah.
Wow. Well,
my Sony Walkman.
Well, that's the end of the Little Monsters episode of Film Flashback Face Off. If you want to send us suggestions, corrections, praise, or criticism, we welcome it all. You can send it to flashbackfaceoff@gmail.com.
Facebook.
flashbackfaceoff@gmail.com.
Fair enough. Have we gotten anything? Any hits? I just listened to a show.
Wouldn't I have talked about it if we got a...
Are we going to have the mailbag here too?
No. Sweet. We're not going to have that mailbag.
Me.
Why can't we have the mailbag? We're having the mailbag, Jim.
Then I'll never read an email. So what are we doing next week?
Fun out of the room.
The Val Kilmer.
Top secret.
Spy comedy. War movie comedy.
Yeah.
Airplane style.
Style.
Yeah, airplane style.
Yeah, airplane style.
Can't wait.
Well, this I like the twist. I like the old flip-flop of, you know, the kids giving us something.
We got more. We got more on deck.
Yeah, we got more. It's very interesting because I would have thought Carl would have not been the one who came out the most.
Like I was genuinely expecting Richie and Jim to just dog this
crap
movie.
Crap all over it, which...
Carl to get the silver line, like, you know what? You know,
Carl's, because this, you know. But it Carl's made Carl like legit, it made him angry. Like, come on.
Yeah, he got angry. I've never seen Carl get angry over something. Like, we struck a nerve.
I hate you guys for making me watch this.
He was angry.
I am much more forgiving. I am much more forgiving of children, of kids' movies. Most of them are not too good.
Funny. Apologize, Carl.
No.
No.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, this was no Little Giants, let me tell you.
No, dude, that still holds up, like, Annexation of Puerto Rico. That's
hell yeah.
Play.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it looks like Mr.
A top secret on deck.
Is changing his address.
So are we just going to do one just top secret next week, or do you guys want to try for two? What are you guys thinking?
Well, I'm not. Well, let's end the show, so then we'll talk about it.
All right.
All right, well, that's Little Monsters.
Okay. I'm Richie.
Woohoo. I'm Jim.
Carl.
Jason.
And Ray.
And Die Hard sucked.
Take that back.